GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Team, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out what your home is worth online instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com. This is the George Hildreth Tyler Show.
My name is Maureen Cody, and I've been working for OCFS since May of 2018.
And George, Maureen says she just wants to do her job.
Bet that's very true.
She was among those testifying before the Government Oversight Committee in Augusta yesterday. We started getting messages from lawmakers and other reporters saying, do you have ears on this GOC committee meeting yesterday? For the past 2 years, means within the Department of Health and Human Services, the Office of Child and Family Service has been under scrutiny following the four deaths of four kids, all within 1 month back in 2021. Maureen yesterday was one of the first to bravely speak before lawmakers about the problems within the Office of Child and Family Services, things that Maureen says she and colleagues have been trying to change for years but have gotten nowhere.
I have always said this will be my career for life because I feel so strongly about the work and wanting to change the community's perspective of the work we do. But I now worry that I will have to leave this position for my own emotional safety and well-being.
And like the lawmakers yesterday heard, you just heard her voice cracking as she was relating some very emotional testimony.
I'm sure if you could pick a job within the state workers, this would be one of the toughest ones.
And she claims part of that is because she and members in her office feel like they are alone, more than understaffed, alone. Maureen Cody gives hints to the members of the Government Oversight Committee about the challenges that the dwindling number of caseworkers within the Office of Child and Family Services, the frontline workers, some of what they're facing, some of what they're dealing with.
We are told how much we're appreciated by Central Office, but at what point does that start sounding like a broken record without any action showing us how much we are appreciated? We do not even get a stipend for the wear and tear on our vehicles, but yet we only have 3 state cars for a whole office, which have over 60 workers.
Can we pause right there? They've got 60 workers in the office. They're expected to go and motor about the state to take care of the kids that the state is taking under their wing for whatever reason.
Yep.
And they got 60 people in the office and
3 cars.
3 cars. So that's why they use their own and they're not receiving a stipend of any sort. Once again, it's Maureen Cody. She's a caseworker since 2018.
We are told how much we're appreciated by Central Office, but at what point does that start sounding like a broken record without any action showing us how much we are appreciated? We do not even get a stipend for the wear and tear on our vehicles, but yet we only have 3 state cars for a whole office, which have over 60 workers. We're doing the work of 2 caseworkers, but yet we do not get compensated for the extra workload, even when there are dozens of open lines. We're pulled away from our families. More people are out on mental health leave than ever before, and I myself have taken mental health leave because of this job.
Who would want the job?
Yeah, well, you got to be motivated, and I'm sure these people are.
But to
caseworkers have rarely been heard. Through the years, I've met a few who would kind of whisper in your ear, you know, you have too, probably, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, I'm overworked, I'm underappreciated, I'm understaffed, but I want to take care of these kids.
In the meantime, Maureen and her colleagues are looking to the central office. Now, picture this in your mind, all right? I know some people work for corporate. We're fortunate. We work for a broadcasting outlet that's owned in the state of Maine, and we see the boss, well, too often. But Maureen and her colleagues hear from the central office. And this is Maureen describing how the central office may be failing not only the workers, but failing the children they are ordered, directed to, mandated to protect.
Central Office, in my opinion, has not provided us with the much needed support to adequately and appropriately do our job. What Central Office has done is implement more reviews and more meetings to hold us accountable for the work we are doing. The problem with this is that it only adds to our caseload instead of relieving us of some of it. We're forced to bite off more than we can chew and then held accountable for when we can't meet expectations.
Now, here's a name that we've shared, encountered, run into in past conversations about the Department of Health and Human Services and the Office of Child and Family Services, Director Todd Landry. And when Maureen speaks of the central office, maybe State Senator Jeff Timberlake, who's on later this morning, maybe former State Senator Bill Diamond of Waccamaw in their shoes, maybe they'll correct us if we're wrong. I understand that Director Todd Landry is sitting in the central of the central office, but where he wasn't sitting yesterday was at this government oversight and not patched in. At least visually, you could not see when you go to the file that has the video and the audio of yesterday's meeting. For those that didn't listen to it live, didn't see him there. You will see a headline here. And the only place, by the way, the only place I see it is in the Portland Press Herald this morning. Maybe everyone else, other news outlets might have been busy covering other things. But the headline, at least I saw in the Portland Press Herald today, George, was Child Protection Staff, We Work Within a Broken System. And the reason that headline is there is because of what Maureen Cody, the caseworker since 2018 within Maine's Office of Child and Family Services, said yesterday in front of members of the Government Oversight Committee.
There are several children on my caseload that are struggling and are in need of a level of intervention that caseworkers cannot provide. And yet we are the only ones left to respond to the child who is struggling. People look at us like we have all the answers, but the reality is we do not, because we work within a broken system with a huge gap in mental health services.
We work within a broken system. And now you know why the headline's there. And now you know why we ask our Central Maine Denture Center question of the day online at WVOMFM.com. Will caseworker testimony trigger needed changes in Maine's Office of Child and Family Services? Again, later this morning, Jeff Timberlake, he's on GOC, Government Oversight Committee. And I also reached out to Bill Diamond. When I did, by the way, George, I asked him, do you have ears on this committee hearing? He says, I've been sitting here all morning.
Oh, I'm sure he...
We'll talk with him this morning as well.
He's really into this. We have heard through the years, and if we've heard it, certainly they've heard it within the agencies. Staffing vacancies, turnover, workload, burnout, lack of training, lack of support. I've been hearing it for years.
And you know, we can add to that list now based on what Maureen shared with us. Let us play for you once again the soundbite, her testimony about how the central office is failing.
Central office, in my opinion, has not provided us with the much needed support to adequately and appropriately do our job. What central office has done is implement more reviews and more meetings to hold us accountable for the work we are doing. The problem with this is that it only adds to our caseload instead of relieving us of some of it. We're forced to bite off more than we can chew and then held accountable for when we can't meet expectations.
So any of us working another job and you want to do your job, and then you get called into a meeting and you're told that you're not doing your job and you need to do better about your job instead of letting you go do your job.
It's a frustrating thing for the public. It's a frustrating thing for the people. And it goes back. If this was like the last year or last 2 years, it'd be one thing. It isn't. It goes way back. I can remember, Rick, 10, 15, 20 years ago, we were talking about how many problems they had. Now, I knew a few workers who were getting ready to retire, hoping that retirement would come soon.
It wasn't until the death of Logan Marr that a lot of people woke up to this.
Yeah, absolutely. There are pay issues, but there are other issues. This is social work, which is very difficult. And people who are in it for reasons other than getting rich, for
and
sure.
And fewer people are getting into it. We asked the question about, would you take the job or would you direct someone to this job? Hear from a former DHHS worker here in just a moment in a text message. This person answers our question of the day, again online at WVOMFM.com. Will caseworker testimony trigger needed changes in Maine's Office of Child and Family Services? This person writes, if children dying doesn't create change, a caseworker's testimony certainly won't either. Here's that note to us. I would take the job, but they would never offer it to a person with personal experience in this field. Instead, they will rely on college-trained people who are not mentally tough enough to deal with the atrocities they will see. They hire people right out of college that abusers see coming from a mile away and manipulate to an extreme. People like myself see through the manipulation, but I'm just a little too rough around the edges. It might be from my 10 years in the Department of Health and Human Services.
And they deal with not only the internal problem, but the external problem of parents. People who, I, for lack of any other description, maybe are the crux of the problem.
Or the drugs they're taking may be the crux of the problem.
Whatever, I don't know. The court is backlogged. The system is broken. I feel for these people. I really do, because there is no winning here.
Ed writes to us, lack of birth parent education and accountability and involvement coupled with the lack of more foster parents. This person writes to us, like so many other companies and organizations, our state and federal government has far too many people whose jobs are to attend and conduct meetings and not enough people who actually do the work that matters. Downtown in our office, we have, and we break it down this way, you have finders, minders, and grinders. Those that go out and find the work, those that grind out the work, and then those that make sure the work is getting done. It sounds like the Department of Health and Human Services and the Office of Child and Family Services needs fewer minders and maybe more grinders. There was one thing that Maureen shared when questioned by members of the Government Oversight Committee, something that, well, they asked her if she had a magic wand, what would she do?
Supervisors do their best, you know, but they're overseeing five workers. They have their own workload that they, you know, have to meet those expectations. I think if I had a magic wand, I think there could be some sort of buddy system with caseworkers. You have a more senior person out there letting the new worker take the lead, but being able to step in when they're reading those, you know, cues that this worker may not know exactly how to navigate those things.
There was a lot of interest in what she had to share. Sawin Millett, I believe, elicited that response from her, asking her what her, because I should tell you this, Maureen Cody wrote up, Maureen Cody George cared enough about the quality of care that she could not deliver because of the Office of Child and Family Services and because of the central office that she took the time to write up and send up the ladder. Look, this is what I think we should consider doing. The response to Maureen Cody?
Crickets.
Crickets. But then yesterday, she got to tell state lawmakers of the Government Oversight Committee about her recommendations.
Yeah, this was a fairly rare public meeting. And I'm sure some of the people listening heard about the internal problems, but let's not ignore the external problems of domestic violence, drug use, parents who threaten them.
All of which is getting worse, right?
Yeah, they've been hit and kicked.
Spit upon, yeah.
Spit on. Mm-hmm. Some of the children they're dealing with have behavior issues, which comes from abuse.
So the problems are getting worse. The department is getting weaker. The central office, at least according to the testimony of Maureen Cody, who's trying not to be critical. She says her supervisors are fine. She says there's a problem in the central office that's failing them. The problem's getting worse, but the system's getting weaker. GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Team, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out what your home is worth online instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.